podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Why have you gone quiet? Why have you gone quiet? Please tell me Blackpool haven't scored, mate, because I'm not in the mood for this. Matt?
You told me not to say anything.
And Blackpool have come back from
2-0 down. Oh, my God! Massive shout out to Nottingham Forest Vietnam. I believe there was a new group set up there recently. Huge shout out to Nottingham Forest Vietnam. That's class. Big shout out to Michael, who was listening on internet radio this Blackpool game from Cusco Airport in Peru. That's
down
cool.
In South America. Wow.
Yeah, it's deadly, isn't it? Huge shout out to Lenka from Poland. She's actually a season ticket holder, but by way of Poland. So massive shout out to Lenka there. This is Steve-O who sent this through to me because she just started listening to our podcast, and she's one of our youngest listeners. She's 11 years old. So
oh my gosh, we got.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't swear too much.
Start beeping it out.
Huge shout out to a new Forest fan group, NFFC Avon, Bristol and Bath supporters group. And that it was set up by Jan, who has reached out to us a few times in this podcast. And he said, thanks so much. It was your podcast that inspired this. So that's pretty cool.
Was he inspired when we said we were looking for the most remote Forest fan and spoke to people in Hawaii and South Africa? And they thought, oh, we've got no one from Bath or Bristol.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They've got quite a few people already. Isn't that deadly?
And we are recording as Forest are playing the second half against Blackpool, and Danilo's just scored as we begin this. Brilliant.
What? Are you ahead of me? What happened? Hold on. Let me see it.
Get on with the podcast. You'll have if you're going to do.
He has scored. I thought you were joking there, mate. Brilliant. Yes. Eat it, Blackpool. Eat it. We go away for 2 weeks, Matt. And look what happens. No, I'm only joking. But we go away for 2 weeks. And the last time we were on this, we thought that it might happen. There was reports coming out that night a couple of weeks ago. The crazy thing for me is we've come back 2 weeks later, Matt. And we still don't even know where we stand, even though the news is actually broken. No one's really told us anything other than, well, they might be in breach. It's probably because the breach. Well, they are. They have breached the limits, but we don't know the punishment. But April might happen. Well, tell us what's going on.
I'm so team Darren Fletcher on this. I'm so team Darren Fletcher. People moaning at our club and our owner. Like, what did you want him to do? And they've changed the goalposts of the rules. That's as simple as it needs to be. They've changed the goalposts. And, but you know, and even people I really like Simon Jordan going on about, you knew the rules, you subscribed to the rules, you signed up to the rules. It's like, oh, come on. Take the points. Just take the points. We'll be all right. Take the points. Maranakis will do it again. Take 6 points off us every year if we can.
Or just let us know then. Just let us know. We'll don't. It's not about take the point. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what's going on. Yeah. That's all it is. It's not just take the point. It's not just give us the embargo. It's not just give us the fine. We're the fans. We're the ones struggling with this. Let us know what's going on. That's all we ask.
Are you talking?
All right. We sat around for 2 weeks.
Are you talking to the club or are you talking to the Premier League?
I'm talking to the Premier League.
Good.
Just tell us what's going on. Well, tell us what's going on. Why would I be talking to the club? The club already told us what's going on. Or maybe they haven't.
Maranakis told us what's going on. He says, screw it. I'm going to take Forest back up to be a dominant force in English football. Maybe he's thinking, I don't care if we get points deductions. Let's buy the players. That we don't need to worry about that.
Well.
At first.
Yeah, well, we did need to worry about it because it might happen. That's another part of the argument. Well, I hope we'll be all right, Matt. But like right now, we're facing, what, six?
We don't even know that.
Maybe not at all. Maybe just a fine.
It's like,
Jordan messaged me saying, I can't wait to hear Matt's explanation of the sustainability rules. And I said, there won't be one. There definitely won't be one.
Well, no, I've got one.
And you're there going, is it 3 years cycle?
I've got one. I don't understand why doesn't Maranakis just bloody spend $100 million on Forest merchandise every year? Or give it to people to spend on Forest merchandise every year? And that surely answers the question, because that's revenue, right?
Yeah, but it's I don't know if it's if it's as straightforward as that. Then I mean, clubs would be doing. Man City are doing.
They make
all
it straightforward
behind closed
in
doors.
The media when they go when people like Andy Goldstein, who I really like, and Simon Jordan, who I really like, all still go, them's the rules, and it's simple. You're allowed to spend X amount if you make X amount. Well, then Maranakis should go fuck it. Let's go. I'd love to go and see his mansion in Greece just filled with Forest, 100 million quid's worth of Forest shirts.
Let's be honest, though. And I'm not, like, obviously, you could hear me list numerous reasons as to why I'm annoyed at the Premier League hypocrisy. I could talk about Man City like everyone else does. I could talk about Chelsea like everyone else does. I could talk about the rules and the punishments and the timeline of those punishments based on other teams. And it took Everton 2 or 3 years to get punished and us less. I could talk about a million things about this over and over again. But we did buy a lot of players.
But you had like, to.
We did.
That's
why
I say I'm Team Darren Fletcher.
Yeah, we
what
did.
Do you
we did
and
have
they're
to.
And not always going
to
be hit. No one gets 100% hit rate with the players they sign. What on earth was Maranaka supposed to do?
I agree with that, Matt. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I am. It's us against the world out there right now, Matt. I get it. Forrest did oversign, even though we needed to sign, I mean, at least 30 of those players. We did oversign, right? Overall, we did. We did get loads of injuries, that's true too. We were up against it, that's true too. We could only lose less than most clubs, that's true too. I think it was 61 million for us, 105 for everyone else, except for Fulham and Bournemouth, but that doesn't matter. Do you know why? Because Fulham and Bournemouth already had Premier League squads inbuilt, so it was tougher on us, yeah. All right? Look at Luton, Sheffield United, Burnley. Well, Burnley have invested, but look at them. They're struggling down there right now.
Simplify and tell me again your point.
I agree that the rules are flawed, Matt, but I'm saying we have to have a balanced conversation about this.
Why do we?
We don't, because I'm not, sir, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I know what you're doing. You're leading me to go to one side, you sit on the other side, and then we can spit back and forth at each other. I'm not doing that. I'm on your side with this, believe it or not.
I'm asking you a question. Why do we now have a balanced conversation? It's just dull, mate. You're hilarious when you're not being balanced, so I do not want you to have a balanced conversation about it, all right?
Okay, I'll give you a red hot take. Do you want to hear my red hot take?
I don't think we've got much of a choice.
I think it's feasible that if we get past these next two games, right, obviously Blackpool and Bristol, which we should. I think it would be feasible that we would win the FA Cup. How about that? Two fingers to the Premier League for now. We just won the FA Cup. Leicester won the FA Cup in 2021 as well. Now they're down in the basement. So, look, anyway, I'm annoyed at this because Blackpool are now back in this and they've every right to go on. And
let's move on then from FFP. We've done our bit. We know
we haven't
really
done our
bit. Say,
no one, no, nothing's coherent and nothing's obvious, like you said. We've spoken enough about it. We're kind of just going round in circles here. I think we both agree that the financial fair play doesn't work. Gary Neville had it right about a year ago when he talked about it. And, you know, it limits investment, right? And it shouldn't. It shouldn't limit investment for ambitious owners. And it shouldn't.
Mate, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees with what you're saying.
I don't know if Man United fans always agree. Although, to be fair, Man United fans broke the UEFA financial fair play rules and got a slap on the wrist, 300,000 fine, which I actually think is a reasonable punishment. So why don't they just do that to us?
Well, no, 300 grand isn't a punishment.
Not for them. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, mate. You talking about whether people are thinking that FFP is right or not is so dumb. Everyone thinks it's nonsense. I don't know anyone that goes, oh yeah, this is really simple and well organised and well thought through. Not a single person. So let's move on from that.
There are some that are just saying the same thing, which, well, they broke the rules, so it doesn't matter whether it's dumb or not. And that's the other question is, does it matter whether it's dumb? Did we, you know, but
we don't know if they broke the rules or not yet.
Yeah,
they've been
okay.
Charged,
well,
for
me,
we've got to put a case together.
Yeah, okay, but for me, the argument is more.
Blackpool have scored.
Oh, for wonder goal sake, Matt! I'm not watching the game if you're telling me that Blackpool are scoring. You told me you weren't going to commentate in the fucking game. You're actually pissing me off now.
Yeah.
No, don't say yeah. You told me not to commentate in the fucking game, and here you are.
Okay.
No, right, okay. Don't say okay. That pisses me off. Vlachodimos nowhere near it, but it was a good strike, to be fair.
Yeah. What we got? Brentford coming up. Yeah. Ivan Toney's getting the game. We've got no Gibbs White at the minute. No Alanga. Jesus.
Yeah, well,
brutal.
No Gibbs White, no Alanga, no Taiwo. You know, players playing a midweek game here. 3 days later, a lot of these players are going to start. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, we can't really get rid of Mangala now. I know we're trying to sell up so we can help with the next cycle.
A good move. If someone's willing to pay 21 million or whatever it is for him, I think it's someone in France actually, rather than the Italian sides. But if someone's going to spend 21 million on Mangala, it makes complete sense, doesn't it?
He's our best player, but he's our most consistent performer this season. He's not our best player. He's most consistent performer this season. Do you agree?
But you want Sangare to play, don't you?
I want...
Would you rather sell Sangare?
No, I wouldn't. What are you talking about? That's not like. Why does everything have to be so black and white? There's a million shades of grey.
It doesn't. But
I'm just saying that.
No, but there is.
Well, no. What's the question? What is the question, Matt? What are you getting?
The question
at
is, here? Who else do you sell? Knowing that we're going to have to sell someone for some sort of value.
Sorry. What?
And if it's not a homegrown player, it's, who else have we got that we could actually have a profitable markup as it stands in preparation for moving the club forward with everything we're learning about money going in and out now we're in the Premier League? Mangala is the best. It's so smart.
Is it?
He's the guy that needs to be sold.
Matt.
Someone has to be.
Well, what
who
did
are you
going
to sell for this?
How do I get so annoyed at you? Matt.
Well, but, someone has to be.
Matt, why does it have to be January?
It's not that it has to be Mangala this January. It's that you need to have a system whereby you're not having extreme changes every summer where you get loads of out and loads of in. So therefore, you need a bit of trickle effect.
Yeah,
Just because
we've heard a bit about these breaches, there's no point in starting the trickle effect in January to save
face. They're not
them.
Starting it because they've heard about the breaches, mate. They're not 10. Like,
yeah, but
just...
you're not. I don't think you're getting me. The book is closed, obviously, from the previous cycle. So this would account for the next 3 years, correct? So why not just wait till
exactly.
the summer?
Because it's got to be a trickle effect. You don't want wholesale change constantly or it's too many players to keep integrating. We have the same conversations every summer.
Yeah,
it's
right now, Matt, unfortunately, we're in a position where we've lots of players missing because of AFCON. We're in a position where we've lots of...
Not in midfield.
What?
Actually, yeah, he should go at the end of January. He should go at the end
Sorry,
of January.
Sorry, I thought you said someone scored. It really annoyed me for a second there. Right, no, but like, not at the end of January. It's not just the end of January. I'm talking about, like, we're in a position... Hold on, Chance? Oh, I wouldn't know because you'd tell me anyway if someone scored, wouldn't you? You'd just make it up. Right. exactly. Anyway, we're in a position where we have lots of players gone to the AFCON right now, okay? And not just that, but like we're thin. We've got some injuries, all right? Admittedly, we've got some injuries. And then on top of that, we're battling a potential points deduction, right? By the way, as far as the punishment goes, I actually think an embargo is more sensible to stop teams from spending, right? But yeah, we're battling a potential points deduction. We need every quality player we can get for the next 4 or 5 months. We need every single one in that squad. And we're not buying anyone, by the way, because we're being cautious, because we're also saving face on the other end of the scale. So Matt, you know, you sit there and you pontificate and you talk to me about why it's a really smart move. But actually, we need Mangala. All right, a couple of injuries to the midfield.
Would you sell him for 21 million if they could then spend that on a brilliant goalkeeper, on a 21 million or 10 million pound goalkeeper? Would you do it then?
But they're not going to buy a goalkeeper. They've already said that. They're not going to buy a goalkeeper this January, Matt. You know, we're not really going to buy many players this January. So, like, you know, that's... We just should keep the players that we have. And Mangala's been, in my opinion, the most consistent performer this season. If you go through all the games, he's been our most consistent player.
Oh, yeah, again, you're not saying anything controversial there. That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, but you're, yeah, but no, but you're
thinks.
Saying we should. You think it's a smart move to sell him? I don't think it's smart. I think it'd be a
well,
stupid move to get rid of him.
So would you not get rid of anyone this January?
No, I'd wait till the summer and then we sell them an awful lot of
you
players.
Wouldn't get rid of any of our bloated squad this January?
No, not like obviously I'd get rid of some players that aren't playing, right? Obviously there's some players, like we have lots of options in the wing back positions,
exactly.
Right? But like,
but you're not going to make enough money on those players.
Yeah, but we're not. I'm not like Matt, you're not getting it. I'm not looking to make money in January. We can make money in the summer. We can make money in the following January. We can make money then. I'm not looking to do that right now. I'm not looking to balance the books just after we allegedly haven't balanced the books. I'm just looking to survive this season and then rethink things after that. That's it. And in order to do that, we need quality players. And Mangala is... I know we have Dominguez, Yates, Danilo, Sangare. I know we have those players. But I still think rotationally, it's great to have a player like Mangala in the team. All right?
Let's get on to Brentford, man. Let's get on to Brentford.
Yeah, let's get on to Brentford. So Tony's back. Everyone says he's going to score. Do you think he'll score a goal against us? Or two?
I have to hope that it's one of those things, like if it was Forest and we had a star player coming back, we'd all think he's going to score and then it just wouldn't happen. They'd have a duff game. Now, this is Ivan Toney we're talking about, but I'm just hoping that actually, for once, that's something that happens to Brentford. And that's something that happens to the opposite team to us. And Nuno Espirito Santo has a great game. And no matter what happens to us, all this baggage of news, we just go and have a great game. We win and keep Toney quiet. We kept Haaland quiet before. We've kept other big strikers quiet. Tony's not played. I thought he might have played in the FA Cup last night, and they didn't. I suppose they get an extra day's rest. They're playing at home against us. They're going to be in the mood. But it's up to the Forest players, who are getting paid to be in the mood and are getting paid to have done things they failed to do this season. So it's about time they show up, you know? Show up either, as they did do against Newcastle and United, I must add. I don't mean they need... I'm talking about some of the meeker draws that we f***ed up earlier in the season. Now is the time to dig in and prove us fans wrong about some of those unfairly judged attitude problems we might have guessed and things. And really now's the
time. Talk
about
going on and on, Matt. Okay, let's just get back to the point here. I'm going to cut through this like you cut through me last week. Look, we need to win this game. It's a massive game. Brentford are, what, 1 point below us, but they'll be above us if we get a deduction. We need to keep them down and out. I think they've lost 5 games in a row. Yes, Tony's coming back, but I think they're still missing a couple of key players. Bemo's definitely one of those. I think they're missing central defenders as well. Or is Rico Henry still out? Yeah, they're missing a lot of players. We need to focus heavily on this game this weekend, because it is one of the biggest games of the season now. It's absolutely massive for us. The real question is, where are our goals coming from? I know a lot of people were talking about Tony like I was just a second ago, but where are our goals coming from, Matt? Where are they coming from? Like, who's scoring for us?
Bamadeli.
Of course, Irish legend. But like, I'm delighted for him today, by the way. But let me be real here. We're missing Alanga, right, who's got 10 goals and assists combined this season. We're missing Gibbs White, who's just starting to cook. And then we're missing Taiwo, who's been out for a while, who was doing brilliantly before he got injured. So the question is, obviously Wood has done reasonably well, but he's going to be tired after today. In terms of attacking promise, who's your next big dark knight to come through for Forest? Like, who's Batman?
Dominguez and Hudson-Odoi. Dominguez has got it. Dominguez has got... he's not consistent, but he's a threat. He's far better than Froiler was. I know they're not the same player.
They're not the same player at all. Jesus.
They were the replacement for each other, though. And it's goal threat where there wasn't goal threat before. Nico Williams, I think, is not to be overlooked. And I think, as I said, you've got Chris Wood, be due another goal soon. And Callum Hudson-Odoi's got surely he's got to come into some form at some point.
Well, right? he's been playing well recently. I think Hudson-Odoi has been playing well. And I think that he is our next big attacking threat behind Alanga, who's not back. So I think it is going to be a Hudson-Odoi Wood job. But they're both playing today here, which is like, I know, like, we want to win this second leg, but like... Jesus, I just think in my head, like, or replay. But I think in my head, like, those two players we desperately need for Saturday, because if they go, who's left up top? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the real worry. They said they're saying Gibbs White's going to be just out for, like, a game or two. So hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a week or two.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Look, I think Brentford are going to be eyeing this game thinking, right, listen, this is an opportunity for us to get a win under our belt after quite a few losses, you know?
Is there a different approach from managers and players in how they play in FA Cup versus Premier League? Like, will Brentford be able to watch this and take anything from it? Or they have to go, it's against League One, it's away, it's a freezing night in Blackpool, and it's an FA Cup tie. Forest won't be playing surely the same way. Or will they? Will they be going, right, that's what Nuno does, that's what these players do?
I think strategically we'll definitely be playing different to how we're playing today. But I also at the same time think that Brentford will look at this game and go, right, they're missing quite a few players to the AFCON and injury, and this is the first time we've seen them with those missing players. I know we played last week, but we had still a Gibbs White, and I don't know. Like, basically, we're missing a wave of players, so they'll watch this game and go, right, who's going to be starting up against us? It's going to be a lot of the first 11 today are going to be playing on Saturday, right? So they'll look at it in that sense. I don't know strategically if they'll look at it. You know, what are we playing, a 4-5-1 today?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know, I don't know. We don't know. But I don't know. I think they will be looking at this game, because our two starting centre-backs could be Murillo and Omobamadeli. Easily, if Warhol doesn't come back in. And then our attacking threat is going to be Wood and Hudson-Odoi. And, you know, they'll know that Gibbs White is out. So, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll be watching
this.
No,
we don't know.
And licking their lips a little bit, basically. But yeah, anyway.
Let's try and flip the narrative, though. Do you not think there's any chance Forest can beat them? They might be licking their lips, but they've been playing crap.
Who have?
He can't just be Brentford.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
They're licking their lips a little bit, but...
Yeah, they'll have that little bit of...
Can we stop going with these, slightly... There's such fan-based perspectives where we go, this is happening, that's happening. Our players are elite athletes and elite Premier League football players. They should be able to beat Brentford, and Brentford should be expected to beat Forest. And it's going to be a tussle. It comes down to grit and heart and accuracy on the day. It's two very similar teams in terms of quality, and we have to believe that Nuno and the team believe like we do that they're going to go and do one because they need to. They need to.
But they've got to, yeah, they absolutely do need to. But Matt, they've got to. The thing is, this is where, if you talk
they're
about...
They're literally being paid to do that.
Yeah, if you talk about mentality, right?
Yeah.
Brentford are coming back with their I mean, arguably one of the best ever players they've ever had is coming back from a lengthy ban. That's going to give them all a lift, particularly when they're playing at home. So it's going to be a massive boost for them. And they're going to be desperate to win this game because they're in trouble one way or another, right? They're slipping down the table. So I think just mentally, it's a huge confidence boost for them. While us, we're losing our better players, like Elanga, Gibbs-White getting injured.
Yes.
But Matt, just listen to me for a second.
So defeatist.
No, just listen to me for a second. You started the conversation by mentioning Newcastle and Manchester United and we're on a good run and surely we believe we can beat Brentford and they're not on a great run. But we've lost a massive amount of our team that played in those games, right? So if I was to read out for you the starting lineup against Man United, right? How would it read? Mm-hmm. Who started? I'll just do it off the top of my head, right? Turner in goals. Niakate, not there. Aina, not there. Okay? Who else? Who else isn't there? Morgan Gibbs-White, not there. Elanga, not there. Do you know what I mean? So we've got key players who have played in the recent games where we've done well against big teams, not playing, right? On top of all the off-the-field stuff. So, we are up against it, right?
I think the team that playing against Blackpool should be able to match up against Brentford. You've got Callum Hudson-Odoi and Nuno Tavares out there.
Are you just saying names? Just throwing names out?
I'm talking about players that aren't like bomb squad players, that aren't like... We're not talking about...
Well, Tavares isn't their starting left-back, so let's just start there.
No, he isn't, but he possesses a quality, maybe not defensively, but there's something he brings when he's on and from an attacking point of view that I think is really important and a threat.
Yeah, but defensively he's fairly open, and that's a problem, particularly against, a Premier League side that has... Ivan Toney and Jan Wisse, you know?
Well, I always thought we're up against it in every Premier League game. I'm just sick of, what can we do? All right, we're going to lose on Saturday to Brentford. We're going to get a 6-point points deduction.
I'm not saying we're going to lose. I'm just saying we're up against it, Matt. I'm just saying we're up against it. We've got to be realistic about this, right? So we have to go out for a win. And I'm just wondering, I'm concerned about where the goals are coming from because we're missing our three best attacking players. And I've said it a million times. Now, if you want me to bring out a score prediction, I think we'll draw 2-2. Okay, I do. I think we can get a couple of goals. I think we'll draw 1-1 actually. 1-1. I think we'll draw 1-1. I do. I think Chris will score and Tony will score.
Great.
Two strikers will score. All right. But
yeah, and I think we'll get the winner. I think we win 2-1.
Okay. So okay. Well, so we'll be 1-1 at one point, then win 2-1. Okay, fair enough.
I do. I think Forest can win against Brentford, mate. There's nothing more to say about it, and I'm excited for the day. I'm going to watch it on telly. I'd like to go to the game if I could have gotten a ticket because it's London based, but as always, it's going to be sold out. So I'm going to go watch it on Sky somewhere, and I'm going to love watching Forest win away in London to turn the narrative.
Can you do me a favour? Just give me your red hot take, because I gave you one earlier, and it's obviously not going to come true by the looks of things.
Well, I feel like a red hot take is for me, is that Forest are okay with a points deduction, if they get one, this year. But yeah, I'm not sure how much I'll back that. We can't beat Brentford.
Yeah, well, if we go 2-0 up against Blackburn, it's weird. Yeah, do you always feel like Forest are just gonna just go 2-0 up and let in two goals? 2-0 is never a good score for us, is it? Really, it always seems to be do you know what I mean? 2-0 Bournemouth, 3-2 Bournemouth, 2-0 Man United, 3-2 Man United. Do you know what I mean? It just always feels, especially away from home. But yeah, the stadium's empty. The one that they sort of built up since they got to the Premier League after hammering us out not long ago. And see, here's a problem. Hudson-Odoi's now got injured. You see that?
We can talk about the game off air.
So your final score predictions for the Brentford game are Forest. I predict 1-1. You predict 2-1 Forest. Is that right?
Yep, 2-1 Forest.
Okay. Follow us at Forest All Over on Instagram or at NFFC All Over on Twitter. Alternatively, you can go to forestallover.com. We did take a break for a while. Apologies. But we are back weekly now as the games build up again. Thick and fast. And
you'll leave here at Forest All Over Studios.
All right. We'll see you later, Matt. Good luck.
Catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.
I've always hated Blackpool.
Podcast Network.